had experience with being this far out of a playoff spot before, unfortunately. What's it like? How hard is it to keep the chin up?
It's tough. You know, I've gone through it quite a bit in the past, so, you know, the biggest thing we can do is stick together and stay positive. It's, you know, we're going through quite a bit of adversity right now. You know, we have a couple guys that are injured. You know, all we can do is stay positive and work as hard as we can, try and get better every day, and, you know, see what happens. You know, take it one game at a time. And you know, try and put together a good last 22 here.
I know you were hoping you'd gotten away from this when you left for Buffalo. Right? Does it feel like some deja vu here?
No.
Different.
It's you know, with the group we have here, it's you know, obviously going through some tough times right now, but you know, we're really excited for the group that we have in the room, the core guys we have. You know, the group that we have is, you know, one we all believe we can win with. And, you know, it's tough going right now. But, you know, like I said, all we can do is stick together.
Your captain, of course, is the one that everybody's wondering about his future. Do you dread the prospect of the team now unloading some assets and the stretch run here being even more bleak?
I think everyone in the room understood, you know, right from the start of the year that, you know, it was a possibility that it was going to get to this point. You know, there's a 4 or 5 days left here. We'll wait and see what happens. But either way, you know, I don't think any guy in the room will say a bad thing about Andrew Ladd. You know, ever since I came in, I knew him a little bit before I came to the team, and you know, he's had a huge impact on me even in the short time that I've been here. So whatever happens, you know, we'll let it play out here in the next 5 days. But we all understand the situation.
I take it his loss, if it happens, wouldn't help your hopes for the playoffs.
Well, he's a very impactful player, a leader on the team. So if that happens to be the case here in the next week, then you know, we'll deal with it when the time comes. But you know, he certainly you know, is a guy that you love to have in the room.
In a way, do you guys exhale on Monday after the deadline, knowing that okay, now this is our team? Maybe regardless of what happens, is that a delay sort of thing? You know,
I don't know. You know, I guess you could ask anybody that. You know, at this time of the year, every year, so it's you know, we understand it's part of the business. Whatever happens here in the next 4 or 5 days is, you know, our decisions made to try and make the team better. And you know, as a player, you have to understand that, you know, situations like that might come around, and you have to work through it.
What's changed so much in this team in 12 months? Last year was such a good mix and feeling here.
You know what? We still have a good feeling. It's, you know, the morale is good. All the guys are staying positive, which is good. You know, the last thing we can do is turn on each other and get a negative attitude coming into the rink. You know, I've you know, been a part of that side of things, and it's not fun. But you know, the guys in here have, you know, especially this last week, have committed to coming to the rink and working and trying to get better. And you know, obviously, like I said, there's some adversity that we have to work through. But you know, we have a really good group in here. All the guys really work for each other, and that's all we can do.
There's a pride factor here too, isn't there?
For sure. You know, we're not going in these last, you know, 20, 22 games, you know, hanging in the towel here. You know, there's something to come to the ring for. You know, it's trying to get better as a group. You know, whatever happens here, if we're able to put together a little run, give ourselves a chance, you know, that'd be great. And if not, then, you know, we still need to focus on the things to get better and to make sure that we're doing the right things, you know, going into the off season.